Right. I'm paying attention to the law of God and the person of the master of what I speak for God. I'm just for the messenger of the most honorable life. But surely, if what I was talking about was foolishness, I would have stumbled by now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I would be all screwed up in the head by now.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, that's why I listen to that what talks through me. Because it's like OJ orange juice.
Yes, sir.
And there's that J, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I'll pay the due to a lot of God, the person, the master, one of the people. The reason that he say orange juice because that's supposed to be vitamin C, and that stands for Christ.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm praying it's due to a lot of God, the person, the master, one of the people. I'm understanding what OJ Wounds is supposed to be vitamin C. It's almost a 360-degree circle, but it has a little space in the front, and that little space in the front is for the door that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad left for us to get within inside of that circle.
All right.
Praise the due to a lot of God, the person, the master, one of the people, Elijah Muhammad, especially for the messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's why you say A, B, C for the Trinity.
Yes, sir.
A doorway left for you and me.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, especially for the message of the most honorable Muhammad about the OJ orange juice, since it's in the color of the orange, and they used to say the orange is the sun-kissed country, since it represents Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad being the sun.
Yes, sir.
Praise is due to Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, especially for the message of the most honorable Muhammad, who is reflecting this knowledge through the moon, symbolic of supposed to be the woman, by the moon being that night looking white, he dressed the woman in white.
Yes,
reflection
sir.
Of that light.
Yes, sir.
Due to Allah God, the person of Master Wallace Stephen Rob, all respect for the messenger. And that's why they even made it in the symbol of Mighty Mouse. When the little lady was tied up, put on the railroad track by the villains, so all of a sudden, here come this animal creature that they said was an animal or subhuman, come from out of the sky with a flying machine that says, I'm Mighty Mouse, here I come. You understand what I'm saying? To rescue the black woman that's tied up on the railroad tracks. On what? On the railroad tracks. That's what I said. They tied her up. Along came John the J-Man.
Yes, sir.
The Baptist. Can you dig it?
Yes, sir.
Was it the spirit of Elijah Muhammad?
Yes,
all praise
sir.
The truth to Allah God, the person of the master, what is he for Muhammad, instead of putting a message to the most honorable Muhammad. All they got to do is just wind this up and play it on the radio, too. And they say that there's the greatest rapper of OJ Orange Juice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sugar, and did it up. All praise is due to Allah God and the presence of Master Wallace Stephen Rob Muhammad for this wonderful knowledge and this tape that was good. You can play it. This is hot off the line from Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace Stephen Rob Muhammad through the works of Master J for all peoples behind. Rat, cat, the snake, and the dog.
Yes, sir.
Long as it's a dog.
Yes.
Can you date that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Bad eating for us too, boy. That's right. I'm talking for the Caucasian person too. That's
yes,
why you hear me say, that's right, that's for us too, boy.
Yes,
speaking for you, the Caucasian people that are listening in on this phone.
Yes,
you know
sir.
It's for you too.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir. That's the way to go, and I got the shoes on, and I'm walking towards the door.
All right.
All praise is due to Allah God, the President of Master God. He teaches us in such, so many wonderful ways.
Oh, yes,
he gives
sir.
Us laughter. He gives us smiles. He gives us tears. And all this here teaching,
yes,
even about the yesteryears, so
yes,
we can understand
sir.
About the great companion that there was with the Lone Ranger or the Lone Stranger, which was Tonto, which was really symbolic of the red man. You understand what I'm saying? Well, all praise is due to Allah God and the President of Master Wallace Deep Rob Muhammad. If you don't understand what I'm saying, there was a white man that was riding a great horse that they call him Silver. Silver, over there. Over there, Silver. You know, and he had silver bullets. You understand? To represent something. All that is a symbol of something. When he wore that black mask piece, he was seeing out of a black eye. And he was like a cook, but he was riding. And he was getting along. You understand? Come on, kill us, somebody, let us ride. And it was, let me slow down here a minute. I get so carried away over the good friend, the red man,
yes,
who has
sir.
A body to see a great end.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Claire. So,
yes, sir.
To that Lone Ranger that had many disguises.
Yes, sir.
The rider of the white horse.
Yes,
and so
sir.
He wasn't the white horse, but he was the rider of the white horse.
Yes, sir.
Praise this due to Allah God. Hi-yo, Silver. Away. We'll get it away from here.
Oh.
We'll keep your eye on the sparrow, huh?
Oh, yes,
we're riding, isn't we?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad. We can understand why Silver Hill, who played, see, when the Lone Ranger had some silver bullets, you forget Lone Rangers, they had a partner known as yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah, in the presence of the Master of the Seed for Allah, and the presence of the Messenger of the Most Honorable Allah. We got a pretty good tape out there, didn't we?
Yes, yes, sir.
We're going to analyze this.
Is that our God, the President of the Master of the Seed for Allah, asked me to be a little quiet.
Yes, oh, yes, sir.
I was really on the stage this day, and it says his voice sounds as if it's dust.
Yes, sir.
Sounds as if it's melody or a man who could play upon a fine key guitar.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Nobody imitate me.
No, sir.
You imitate me. How can you imitate me? You got to imitate me. You'd have to be a Allah God in the presence of the Master of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, and the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
That's who he is. That's who I am.
Yes, sir.
I'm the vehicle that he used. I'm the royal robe that he put on to do.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God in the presence of the Master of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, and the Messenger of Allah, and the Messenger of Allah. Remember when he made the officer say, "Hey, Brown, could you keep that down?" I immediately kept it down. You did not hear no upsetness in my voice.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I recognize that was submit to those in authority over you.
Yes, sir.
But in those positions of authority over you, bow down God in the presence of the Master of Allah, the Messenger of Allah. That doesn't, right. He wasn't asking me to violate no laws of Islam.
No, sir.
Okay, my day room is over.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to say Sajalahu and Assalamu alaikum to the degree of the Creator's master plan.
Sajalahu and Walaikum Salam to the degree of the Creator's master plan, sir.
And pray this here tape immediately as soon as possible.
Yes, okay, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Did they tell you about the baby barks at the cats?
Yeah, don't start barking at the baby.
Okay. Yes, sir. Sajalahu.
I'm speaking with the Master J. Day being March the 13th, 1994. Sajalahu.
Ms. Fakar Arahim Kadus.
Yes, ma'am.
On the other line, she'll be upstairs, but I have both recorders on, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to open in the name of Allah God and the presence of the Master Wallace Tifa Rahman Muhammad, and the name of the Lift Asking Grace, the Prophet of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the most holy names of Muhammad. Sajalahu and Assalamu alaikum to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord of Hosts, Master Wallace Tifa Rahman Muhammad, and his messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the most, in the works of Master J, in the door.
Sajalahu and Walaikum Salaam to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord and host of March the 14th, 1994, in the works of the Master J.
Through the door.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, you want to bring me up on anything?
Okay. When I spoke with the minister last night and I told him what Brother Assal Muhammad Sokar Quincy told me that you said.
Yes, ma'am.
And the minister said that at first he was saying, well, he didn't really know how to get out here to us. So I told him that maybe, you know, that I could bring the car to him.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm supposed to meet him at the mosque at 4 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
To take the car. And he said that he would drive it and, you know, and check it out.
Yes,
okay. And then last night I spoke with Assal Muhammad Sokar KK.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know that Aunt So-Called Donna had gave her a couple of tapes yesterday. And anyway, I was letting her know that I had a few more. I was asking her what date she had gave her, and I had a few more that I would give her. She said she let me know that she had already copied them, and she'd be ready to give them back to the sister. And I was bringing her up on what you said pertaining to if the, you know, if the minister felt that the car would be able to make it for her to drive the car.
Yes, ma'am.
And she said, okay, that would be fine with her because she had just called her brother and was talking about that he really needed to, you know, make sure that her car was in good shape for her for to be able to drive it.
Yes, ma'am.
So, anyway, in speaking on that and letting her know that she was bringing out, you know, that her brother being a mechanic and everything, she said to ask you if maybe if you wanted him to, you know, thoroughly go over the car.
Yes, ma'am.
To check it out and see if, make sure that it's in good shape.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We know that it's in good shape.
Oh, yes, sir.
It is that those valve covers gaskets.
Yes, sir.
So you remember that word, valve cover gaskets.
Okay, yes, sir.
That's where the oil, that's where when they got real bad is when that oil was running down out of the car, that out of the sister Aunt Salmama So-Called Donna's vehicle that was in the garage downstairs in Richmond.
Yes, sir.
You know, when we was pulling in the station, it wasn't using oil was running out of the side of the pans.
Yes, sir.
Down over the manifold when it was hot and making it smoke.
Yes, sir.
That's because the gasket had dry rotted out and then just came loose, like car got real dry. And it came loose and wasn't holding the oil up in there. Wasn't nothing wrong with the motor, but you would think something was wrong with the motor, but nothing wrong with the motor, just a gasket.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the same thing that I was saying. If you got a little smoke from under the hood, where y'all say you had a little smoke?
Yes, sir.
It's probably a little drop of oil getting out from under that gasket, dropping down on that manifold.
Yes, sir.
And that would make it kind of smoke a little bit.
Yes, sir.
A little, but it wasn't that bad, though, was it?
No, sir.
Well, so it would hold probably through that But it would hold a long time. It could hold a long time before it really get real bad, you know?
Oh, yes, sir.
If we wanted to, and if he was able to, then you could put it in real fast. But what I wanted to say is this here, too. We want it smelling good, so you soak it full of some kind of spray all through it under the dash and stuff.
Yes, sir.
You know, and then he said that there was a wear spot in the driver's side on the floor.
Yes, sir.
You know, the rug was kind of worn a little bit on the driver's side, he said?
Yes, sir.
So you need to get one of them rugs, mats that go all the way across to the other side.
Yes, sir.
Fits one side and goes all the way over the bump and then over to the other side?
Yes, sir.
And get one of them to lay down in the front.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Because you want it to look immaculate.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to take this here. I've gotten the president of the Master of Bonnet, Ram Hummer, the president of the Most Honorable Ram Hummer, has brought the limousine in right on time.
Yes, sir.
And so we got to utilize every means that are disposed to pursue our peoples to the truth and the means of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, we're supposed to make sure. That's why we want to put an exceptional job and don't want to leave no wax down in the crack of the chrome, as in between the grooves of the chrome. So you have to show them how. You know how I used to tell you can't leave no wax down in there?
Yes, sir.
But don't have no little white specks right between the chrome and the body of the car. They have a little crack goes all the way around the chrome, so you have to kind of press it with your fingers and go down around there with a cloth to make sure it doesn't have no little white specks all down in there.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then you stick your fingers, you get a piece of cloth, as someone who got time, and you stick your fingers up between the chrome and the front of the car, and you spin it around in each one of those little squares.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Up in there, those little squares up in there, so that you can see it from the side. It'll look clean the way you see it frontwards or sideways. Up in there, up in that little chrome part where it goes up, shows up into the motor, it's clean up in there.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you remember, I don't know how, so you got to stretch your mind. You remember how I used to open the door, because this is where people get their clothes dirty, getting their limousines and stuff, and this is why you have to keep it clean in this spot. When you open the door, the part that closes in the door right there where the inside, you know, the part in the door at the back of the door right there on the back part where they have the stickers that go on the side of that back door?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir,
where the lock is.
You got to wipe that off.
Yes, sir.
Because when you get in with a gown, that's where people's, don't, that's where you can tell something about a car. When you get in there, you don't want to get your clothes dirty getting in. That's where people get their clothes dirty, wiping up against that, because you got to wipe up against that before you get in.
Yes, sir.
So you make sure that you wipe. Don't you remember you used to see me wiping down there? People be wondering what I'm wiping down. Well, you got to wipe down there if you're going to have a clean car, because that's the part where your coat hits or dresses hit when you get in there.
Yes, sir.
So if you don't have it wiped, and don't wipe it off, and if it's dirty, you got to really get it clean. Get you some soap water or something, get it clean.
Yes, sir.
But don't put no hot water on that car, because you'll take all the wax off.
Okay, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
In other words, what you're doing is you're putting a seal. Each time you put a coat of wax on it, it's putting another seal, like a coat of paint over it, and it brings it out and makes it shine that much more.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? So you take a rag, though, and you wipe it off. But if some dirt is on there that then accumulated on it from your tribe down here and back, you just take a wet rag. That's what I used to take that chamois, that old leather-looking chamois. That's what they call them, chamois. And used to wet it and wipe it with that.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still here, sir.
Oh, what she said?
Uh-huh.
I thought somebody said, excuse me.
So-called Donna said, excuse me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. But you see, you want this to, because you got to remember, this is what we utilize, and what we got to see that Allah God, the President, the Master of the Deep, Allah, the Messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is utilizing through the works today to create a form of relationship between the minister and the ancestors.
Yes, sir.
And the sisters.
Yes, sir.
And the brothers.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, therefore, you got to put an emphasis on that particular thing. And then another thing I was saying, but when it comes time for you to go, see, I wanted to see, what I do is I put myself in the minds of the minister, put myself in the minds of the sisters and brothers when they look and how the car look when it approaches for them to get into, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's why I asked you to pass by here so I can see, you know, so I'm seeing and knowing that it's clean.
Yes, sir.
You know, so, but when you come down here, the better thing is when you pull up out that way, and you let me know, well, then you got to come around the whole jail side and head back up, or out, or however you do it.
Yes, sir.
But somebody's on one side, you can't see.
Yes, sir.
Unless you go around go around like you're coming into the front.
Yes, sir.
And pull back, you know, and pull back out. But do you have to get back up on the freeway again when you leave here to go to where the minister's at?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but you got to remember, there's going to be a lot of traffic during there.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you're going to have, that means you might have to estimate the traffic and what the traffic is like and estimate what time did you leave, what time you should leave in order to be sure to make your, keep your appointment.
Yes, sir.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do all patients due to a lockdown, the President of Master Wallace, keep my discretion for the message of the most unabilized moment and use that armor on the inside seats and stuff and whatever, that spray all up under the desk to the aroma of something, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sajana who?
Sajana who?
I was just came back. I had to go get another